Morris Rozier Brown coming strong. Is Brown scores off the window and another late foul. Man, Jaylen Brown has had a couple of weeks off, and he looks like it here. This is a new guy right now. How about Jaylen Brown? He's played 5 minutes, and he's 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 10 points already. 128-100 as the final. Celtics win it easily, as many people thought they would, gaining revenge from that game here 15 days ago. They get their fourth straight win. They go to 14-10. But the story from our eyes was the return of Jaylen Brown, who we always love talking. Unfortunately, we got to talk more basketball tonight. Jaylen's more fun to talk to about real life and all the other cool stuff that that goes on in the world. But tell me this, because we were talking about being away from a while, that it's more than physical. Sometimes it kind of gives you a chance to watching Max and I were talking about this can't be the worst thing sometimes, and then sort of coming back fresh. Did you feel that tonight?
Absolutely. Especially, I love to play this game, so anytime you're away from it, it makes you yearn for it that much more. So getting back out there with my guys was really fun tonight.
What did you see that you said you wanted to bring to the table when you watched this team play and you're away from them and you got back in?
Just what I do best. You know, we got a lot of talent on this team, so some of the stuff that you can do, you don't need to do. So just do what you do best, and everything will work itself out.
How much of it was being more aggressive, attacking the rim? Obviously, people have talked about this team not getting a lot of free throw attempts tonight. And actually, you made me look this up, what your career high is in free throw attempts, because you were so aggressive. You had 9 of them tonight in 25 minutes, and it just seems like decision-making, you were, from the first possession, you seemed very determined offensively to get in close.
Yeah, I mean, just wanted to be aggressive. Just in general, just wanted to be aggressive for our team. We had a little win streak going, and so hopefully we can keep it going, and that's what's most important.
It just seems like, you know, you guys have found a rhythm now. For a while, you guys were struggling. Like, you know, different guys, offensive guys were in, not enough defenders. Now it seems like everybody's in the rhythm, and you guys are a lot more balanced.
I think so, too. I think that's the key, not only just basketball, but life, just finding the balance, you know, and I think Brad – is trying to do a good job of finding that balance for us and putting us in the right positions, and hopefully we can keep it going.
What was it like to watch Gordon have that game? To me, Gordon's game Saturday night in Minnesota was less important than watching how happy all of you seem to be for him.
Man, it's a choice. You know, Gordon Hayward was an all-star and obviously had a devastating injury. So for him to come and have a game like that, it does a lot for his confidence, his team's confidence, and we're happy for him, you know. It's a choice. He's coming off the bench, and he's a player that's been in this league for 7-8 years. But for him to score 30 points, nine boards, and eight assists, it's a choice. So it gives everybody a perspective. If he can do it, he can humble himself. Everybody else can do it. So here we are today.
You know, I know I haven't talked to you in a while, but damn, you sound like Barry White today. you got this love voice today going on.
Well, here's the thing. We started the show with some sound from you from after the, you know, before, hey, I'm ready to come back. And I said the only bad thing about Jaylen Brown is you don't want to use him to open the game because you're not getting that big hype feel for everything. It's just calm and easy and whatever. And so, you know, as a hype man, that's about the only thing you can't.
You would be great.
Could you turn that on?
Yeah, you'd be great for Quiet Storm right now.
We're taking your calls next on the Quiet Storm. All right, Jaylen, we'll see you on the plane tomorrow.
All right, thank you, guys.
Jaylen Brown, 21 points in 25 minutes in his return tonight.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.